I'm talking with Callum McRae, the producer of Channel 4's Killing Fields, the highly controversial, extremely disturbing recent film on Sri Lanka. Callum, thanks for joining Ground Views. I'd like to begin with, I mean, basically, these questions have been distilled from the comments that many readers have left on the site, plus authors who have written in, not just when Channel 4 first published, broadcast the video back in July 2 years ago, but also most recently after your first broadcast of the larger, longer version on British public television. So I have around 20 questions based around the comments and what's been reflected on the site. I think people really ask why Channel 4 has done the video now when the war actually ended 2 years ago. We do know that the footage came a couple of months afterwards. But was there any, I think the readers want to know, whether there was any method to the timing of the release of the video when you did this year?
No, there's no significance in the timing. I mean, I think that Channel 4 News has been covering this story as the facts have emerged. And the fact is that the facts have been emerging. And the evidence has continued to emerge over the period. For example, the new execution footage, the very disturbing images of the three people being executed in a different location, which is another big issue that people have to look into and examine. That only emerged literally 2 or 3 weeks ago. So the film is, if you like, a combination of 2 years of work by Channel 4 News, and it's a bringing together of the evidence that has emerged over that period and new evidence. But there's nothing significant in itself in the timing.
Right, right. The other concern, observation that's very, very, very often made, I'm sure you're no stranger to this as well, is the fact that, the observation that Channel 4's interest in Sri Lanka is not really reflected in the channel's exposés of its own government's actions in Afghanistan and in places like Iraq. Two questions resulting out of that. Why Sri Lanka? And what, if any, have been the video documentary making of collateral damage in other contexts, say, for example, the British troops and NATO?
I've been asked this question before, and I have to say it's a very, very easy one to answer. My job as a journalist is to investigate wrongdoing. As it happens, I have spent quite a lot of my career in investigating quite specifically examples of extrajudicial execution, of torture, and in every case until now, the torture, not in every case, but in almost every case until now, right, the torture and the extrajudicial executions that I have been investigating, the allegations of those things, have been accusations against the British and the Americans in Iraq. The last two significant films I made were very specifically, both of them investigating incidents, which I'm more than happy to talk about, in which British troops were accused of executing Iraqi prisoners, right, and of torturing Iraqi prisoners.
Right.
It's been my sad lot to make a lot of films about these kind of crimes, and until now they have always been those kind of crimes, as it happens, committed by the West. I'm not interested. I my job is to investigate those crimes. If there are allegations of killing and torture, then I will investigate them. Whether those allegations are about the British, the Americans, the LTT, or the Sri Lankan government, it's the crimes that I'm interested in. Not in a sense. Right. I'm not motivated by who did them or who's accused.
Marion Bentley, Channel 4 publicity manager. I would just add to Callum's words, from the Channel 4 point of view, that we have extensively covered through our news and current affairs programming many wars, many countries. We have Unreported World, which is a foreign affairs critically acclaimed strand. We have Dispatches, which have covered many areas. And equally, Channel 4 News has reported all over the world. So I wouldn't say that we are concentrating solely on Sri Lanka by any stretch of the imagination.
Callum, back to you. I mean,